Welcome to this week's episode of FTR's Weekly Trucking Update podcast, hosted by Avery Weiss. Join Avery each week as he dissects everything from market trends to economic indicators to explore how these factors are shaping the trucking landscape. Download the graphics package at ftrintel.com/podcasts. And feel free to use those slides as you defend your transportation thought leadership within your own company. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the dynamic and ever-changing world of trucking. And now, here's your host, Avery Weiss.
Welcome to FTR's Weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 246 for the week of January 8th, 2024. Before we start, a reminder, you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. Okay, we'll start this week with a look at payroll employment in trucking. For hire, trucking added 3,300 payroll jobs, seasonally adjusted in December, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics revised preliminary estimates for October and November upward by a total of 1,700 jobs. For all of 2023, payroll employment was down by nearly 21,000 jobs, although the key factor, of course, was the shutdown of Yellow Corporation at the end of July. Employment in 2023 already was down by 6,200 jobs before the Yellow shutdown. Since the 30,700 job drop in August, trucking has added back 16,100 jobs. More granular data for specific segments of the trucking industry is available only through November, but it is interesting. In September, LTL recovered 6,000 of the 25,000 jobs lost in August, but the net gain in October and November was only 600 jobs. My assessment is that LTL carriers likely are limited in their payroll job increases because we're still seeing the disposal of Yellow assets proceeding. Now, of course, a lot of the terminals have been sold, but it's probably too early for many, if not most, of those terminals to have actually been operational for the successor at this point. And, of course, we still have not seen disposal of a lot of the equipment that Yellow had operated. General Freight truckload shed 2,000 jobs in November, according to preliminary figures. Employment is 7,500 jobs, or 1.3% below May's record level. Given freight dynamics, carriers might have been expected to shed more jobs, but many carriers are still absorbing drivers who have been displaced by the failure of small carriers. By the way, the next employment situation report released in early February will reflect an annual benchmark revision of jobs data. In recent years, the benchmark revision has yielded substantial changes in the data for trucking. Given the large numbers of very small operations that are failing and are not captured by monthly Bureau of Labor Statistics payroll estimates, it would not be surprising if the benchmark changes result in a downward revision of trucking employment estimates for 2023 and perhaps even for 2022. Before we move on, let's touch on a couple of related sectors. Couriers and messengers, or what we call parcel and local delivery, shed 32,300 jobs. That is the largest drop in over a year and followed a downward revision of preliminary estimates for October and November. And in warehousing and storage jobs fell by 4,900, which is the smallest decrease since April, although it did follow downward revisions in the data for October and November. Okay, let's discuss diesel prices, which continue to fall. The national average price of diesel was down 4.8 cents, during the week ended January 8th to $3.828 a gallon. That's the lowest price since mid-July. Over the past 11 weeks, which saw prices rise only once, diesel prices are down on average nearly 72 cents. Prices were down in all regions. The only areas now with diesel prices above $4 a gallon are New England, Central Atlantic, and the West Coast. Meanwhile, there certainly does not seem to be much upward pressure on diesel prices going forward. Crude has been trading more or less between $69 and $75 a barrel since Thanksgiving. Okay, let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the weekend of January 5th, which of course is the first week of the year. Broker-posted rates in the truck stop system fell during the week, as they always do during the first week of the year, although the decrease was the smallest for the beginning of a year since 2018. Refrigerated spot rates gave back less than 20% of their gains during the prior 2 weeks, and the decline in dry van spot rates was barely more than a penny. Flatbed spot rates, which usually decline in the first week of the year, actually rose slightly. Let's look at rates. The total broker posted rate decreased 7.4 cents after rising nearly 10 cents during the previous week. Rates were nearly 11% below the same 2023 week and about 6% below the 5-year average. Spot rates always fall during the first week of the year as capacity starts to normalize past the holidays, but as I noted, the decrease was the smallest since the first week of 2018, which you might remember was not only a period of high stress, but also was a couple of weeks after the electronic logging device mandate took effect. Let's look at rates by sector. Dry van spot rates eased just over a penny after rising more than 9 cents in the previous week. Rates were more than 10% below the same 2023 week and about 9% below the 5-year average. Refrigerated spot rates fell just over 10 cents after surging 40 cents during the prior week. Rates were about 11% below the same 2023 week and about 6% below the 5-year average. And flatbed rates increased about 1 cent after falling close to 6 cents during the previous week. Those rates also were nearly 11% below the same week in 2023 and about 3% below the 5-year average. Okay, let's look at volume. Total load activity jumped nearly 52% following a holiday shortened week. Total volume was down about 28% compared to the same 2023 week and was around 37% below the 5-year average. Dry van loads jumped nearly 43%. That was after falling nearly 24% in the prior week. Volume was 38% below the same week in 2023 and about 40% below the 5-year average for the week. Refrigerated loads increased only 3.5%, but they had risen during the prior two weeks, in fact, unlike dry van and flatbed. Volume was nearly 36% below the same 2023 week and about 38% below the 5-year average for the week. And finally, flatbed loads surged 105+% after falling more than 39% during the prior week. Volume was about 16% below the same 2023 week and about 43% below the 5-year average. We'll start our look at monthly indicators with the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Index, which improved to 47.4% in December from November's 46.7%. The index is still in contraction territory, where it has been for 14 months. The index's threshold between contraction and expansion is 50%. Key components of the index related to freight demand moved in opposite directions. New orders eased 1.2 points to 47.1%, but production increased 1.8 points to 50.3%. Let's move on to the labor market, starting with job openings. Unfilled job positions at the end of November were just 62,000 jobs, or 0.7% below the level at the end of October, although that change followed an upward revision of preliminary October figures by 119,000. The 8.8 million job openings were down 18.2% year over year, but they're nearly 26% higher than during the pre-pandemic month of February 2020. Okay, let's talk about the Employment Situation Report, or what's more commonly called the Jobs Report. The U.S. added 216,000 payroll jobs in December for the largest month-over-month gain since September. However, the Bureau of Labor Statistics revised earlier estimates for October and November downward by 45,000 and 26,000 jobs, respectively. The unemployment rate held at 3.7%, but the labor participation rate fell 0.3 of a point to 62.5%, which is the lowest rate since 2023. Now, that could be a bit concerning, but seasonally adjusted data for January can be a little squirrely, so we're going to withhold judgment on whether we've seen, in actuality, a really significant change in labor participation. No major sector of the economy saw a significant decline in employment. Both mining and logging and the catch-all other services categories were down by only 1,000 jobs month over month. The biggest employment gains were in private education and health services, 74,000 jobs, government, 52,000, and leisure and hospitality, 40,000. Employment in trade, transportation, and utilities was unchanged as a drop in transportation and warehousing jobs offset increases in retail and wholesale trade. As I already noted when discussing trucking employment, payroll employment data could look significantly different next month as the Employment Situation Report will reflect an annual benchmark revision of the data. Now, those changes do tend to be minor at the macro level, but we have seen some notable changes in data for individual industries, and that includes trucking. Okay, let's wrap up with a look at inventories. Total retail inventories barely budged in November, as a 1.7% increase in motor vehicle and parts dealer inventories did not quite offset an 0.8% drop in all other retail inventories. Total retail inventories dipped 0.1%. With updates to data on both inventories and sales, the inventories to sales ratio, excluding automotive for October, was marginally leaner at 1.16 than previously reported. The November ratio held at 1.16. Excluding motor vehicles and parts, retail inventories remain the leanest on record, aside from the pandemic disruption period of June 2020 through December of 2021. Okay, let's recap some key takeaways for the week. For hire, trucking added 3,300 payroll jobs seasonally adjusted in December. Parcel and local delivery shed more than 32,000 jobs. Diesel prices fell nearly 5 cents a gallon. Total spot rates declined as expected following a holiday surge. The ISM manufacturing index improved in December, but was still in negative territory. Job openings changed little during October. The U.S. added 216,000 payroll jobs in December. Unemployment rate held at 3.7%. Labor participation was the lowest since January of 2023, and retail inventories remained lean in November. Next week, we'll look at inflation and the consumer, at the consumer and producer levels. Also at U.S. trade and goods, and inventories and sales at the wholesale level. Also, I had indicated that we would look at data from the FMCSA Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse this week, but we're going to discuss that next week instead. Plus, we'll recap the spot market for truck freight as usual. Due to a delay related to the upcoming federal holiday, we might skip a discussion of diesel prices in the next podcast. That's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 246 for the week of January 8th, 2014. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Trucking Update podcast with Avery Weiss. Be sure to check out FTR's additional complimentary market coverage at ftrintel.com/state-of-freight-today.